This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, November 6th. Well, cattle markets had an interesting week last week where live cattle recouped all of the losses from the negative cattle and feed report, whereas feeder cattle really didn't have that kind of energy at all. The live cattle were surging higher. We got up to the gap level on the front month, December, initially stalled out there, and then on Thursday managed to get back above that gap, a very important technical formation. But then on Friday, you had an outside day lower, which took us back below that gap. So a little disappointing price action on Friday, which kind of suggests that maybe the market is running out of gas up here. On the back months, all we managed to do was get to the gap, and then they too ended up with an outside day lower. So we're clearly finding some resistance at that breakout point from in the live cattle. In feeders, we didn't have that kind of energy. The market kind of languished as live cattle were surging higher. And then finally on Thursday, it had a strong day up as well. But then on Friday, we gave up half of that gain. So the feeders aren't showing nearly the kind of momentum that the live cattle showed. And again, we are seeing some respect of that breakout point in the gaps from the negative cattle and feed report. So the market's probably going to stall here, at least short term would be my guess. Longer term, I think feeder cattle are in a very bullish situation, but we're in a pattern here where the market has taken some hits and we've had a very large correction. I think, you know, we're probably not going to see a lot more to the downside if the market fails here, comes back down and tests the lows from a couple weeks ago. Then I think that's probably all you're going to get. I don't see a whole lot more to the downside here. But in the short term, the market, again, appears to be really struggling to maintain that upward momentum. So for the week, front month live cattle futures were up $1.70. Feeders were up $3.70. In the cash trade, the Fed trade averaging around 184 was unchanged on the week. Dressed at 292 was up 2 on the week. Box beef values were under pressure again on Friday. Choice down 219 at 302. Select down 223 at 272. The spread gained 14 cents. We're sitting at 30.33. Now for the week, choice was down $6 and select was down $8 in pretty choppy action. There were some days we were up strong and then a couple days where we were down pretty hard. And then we snapped back and then we're down again on Friday. So it was kind of all over the place as far as price action. And we got off to a really slow start on box beef movement. Monday was very light. Tuesday was not all that great. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. But we really surged higher on Thursday. And Friday, too, had pretty decent movement to 151 loads. For the week, at 678 loads, that was actually higher than the previous week, but lower than the few weeks before that. Slaughter rate on Friday, 122,000 head. For the week, we were sitting at 618,000, 2,000 less than the week prior, and 20,000 less than a year ago. Dressed weights were 833 pounds. That was 2 more than the previous week and 2 less than the previous year. Total beef production for the week, 525 million pounds. That was 2 million less than the last week and 3 million less than 2 weeks ago. For the feeder cattle index, the daily index was sitting at 238.62 and the 7-day moving average was down 18 at 237.62. So for the previous few days, that daily index has been slightly above the 7-day average. So we should see that average start to work its way higher here. So, you know, and of course that's a weighted average, so it depends on how many cattle were moved, but Friday was a pretty good volume day as well. So that number should stick and be supportive to the longer range average. So moving forward, little concerned about the lack of upward momentum. You know, live cattle stalling at the gap probably suggests you're going to get at least a correction here. I think our lows are in for live cattle, and they probably are in for feeders as well. But my guess is that the market will get a bit of a pullback, maybe a 1-2 day correction here before it takes another stab at the gap. You know, the cash markets are holding together pretty well. They never really followed the futures down in the first place. And I think that's part of why the market snapped back as quickly as it did, whereas feeders were kind of languishing because the feeder cattle index, you know, the cash markets were showing some of that weakness as well. Whereas with live cattle, the Fed trade really never really broke. You know, so slaughter numbers are relatively tight. And that's going to be the case for the foreseeable future, really. You know, the feedlot placements were higher than expected. That is true. Most of that increase was heifers. So if that number is correct, it tells us that, number one, those heifers aren't going to weigh as much as steers when they get harvested. And two, you're not retaining heifers for herd rebuilding. So that process has yet to really get going. That just delays the inevitable of, you know, fewer and fewer animals available to the feedlot. So I still think the competition for calves is going to be intense as we get into the spring. Moisture conditions are much better in the plains, even in the northern plains, which has had above normal moisture this fall. I think you're going to see demand for calves across the entire heartland. And that's going to show up most likely next spring, but it could show up even yet this fall for winter wheat grazing. We haven't seen that really develop yet, but I think we're just in a much better grazing position, and that bodes well for calf demand as you get into the next season. So, you know, yeah, that's a long way off, and what about the next week or two? But I think in the bigger picture, it's not a time to turn bearish the cattle market. I think we're just delaying the inevitable and making it even more bullish because you're throwing more heifers into the feedlots. And for the most part, they're not going to come back out. Some might, but most of them will not. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.